Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. Now, we all know that we celebrated Women's Day on the 9th of August. And we are going to continue in the same vein by celebrating women for the month of August. Today, I want to talk to you about taking your position. Taking your position as woman, understanding that you have been called for a time such as this. It's all about arising into your new day, arising into the place that God has called you to be. Now, there are two types of women that I will be talking about today. There are those women who need to take their position, and then there are those women who need to resume their position. You see, ladies, some of us need to go higher, and God is calling us into a place where we need to take our new day, take our new position, get into a higher place of our calling. And then for others, we need to just go back, pick up the baton, and say, I am ready to start again. There are things that God is requiring us to do as His daughters in this season that will require us to sometimes go back and say, I have dropped the ball and I'm coming to make right that which I have lost. And then for some of us, we will have to dive deeper. Go into the new day. Become what God requires us to be in the new season. And yes, you may feel intimidated. You may feel unworthy. You may feel unqualified. I'm not qualified. You may feel that you are not the right person for the position. But here's the thing, ladies. When we have God on our side, we can do anything. It doesn't matter what you think about yourself. It doesn't matter how you feel about yourself. It is more about how God sees you and how God is going to take the best of you and show off to the world. You see, you may have a situation where you are battling. You are battling with yourself, you are battling with what you carry, you are battling with the fact that you think you are unworthy and you are undeserving of what God wants to give you. But once you begin to change your mind and change your concepts, you will understand that in fact, it is all about God and what He has placed in you. You see, ladies, we all need to go through training. We all need a process. And sometimes we don't understand the power of the process. Because it's only because of the process that we can take our position. If you look at anybody who is studying in any field, a doctor cannot take up his position without the process. A pilot cannot take up his position or her position without the process. God is asking us to take up our positions, to be what He has called us to be. But it's going to require us to go through the process. And what that means is that you're going to have to deal with the things that are keeping you behind and the things that are intimidating you. If your mind is telling you that you are not worthy and you are not capable of dealing with the things that God has placed in your heart, then you need to renew your mind. You need to come into a place where God begins to speak confidence in you and you are filled with God confidence. You are filled with the understanding that God is taking you into a new place. There was a lady in the Bible called Deborah. God gives Deborah a word. God says to Deborah, I am going to deliver my people out of the hands of the Canaanites. They have been enslaved for almost 20 years by the Canaanites. And God says to Deborah, who's a wife, she's a prophet, and she gives guidance and rulership to the people. And he speaks to her and he says, this is what I'm going to do. I'm giving you a specific word to speak to a man called Barak. And this man will lead the armies that will set us free or set the nation free. Deborah carries the word and she calls for Barak and she tells him what God requires him to do. Unfortunately, he does not see what God sees on the inside of him, and he's not able to take his position. He begins to give Deborah an ultimatum, and he says to Deborah, I will only go to battle if you go with me, but if you don't go with me, I will not go. Now, Deborah, on the other hand, could have said, but the word was for Barak and it wasn't for me. And she could have said, I'm going to lay this word aside until he decides to do what God wants him to do. Because I am only supposed to be the mouthpiece. I was never supposed to be in this movie. Deborah doesn't see it that way. All she knows is that she has a word from God and this word needs to be executed. Whether she was intended to be in the scene or in the battlefield or in the call of action or duty, whether it was God's intention for her to be part of it or not, she did not even think about that. All she knew was that she had a word. She had a word, and the word of God needed to be fulfilled. You see, ladies, sometimes we are battered. We are torn. We are pushed to every side. But we forget that we have a word. We have a tendency of sometimes giving up because the situation starts speaking louder to us than the word of God. It is up to you to start understanding that God is calling you to a higher place. That God's word is the one thing that will set you apart from failure and success. That is the secret. It is the word of God that will take you into success. It is the lack of the word of God in you that will take you into a place of failure. So here we have Deborah's ladies. And Deborah is determined for the word of God to take its place within the nation called Israel. You have a word. You have a word that has been given to you. You have a word that has formed you. You have a word that is fashioning you or will be fashioning you and forming you and making you into the image that God has called you to be. But if you are not going to believe in that word and you are not going to become that word, then you will not be able to take your position. You may be sitting wherever you are sitting, listening to the sound of my voice and saying, but I've tried. I have tried to do this thing. And every time I fall flat on my face. Here's the thing, ladies. Dropping the baton did not start with you and it will not end with you. The baton has fallen out of many hands. The difference is that some pick it up and others don't. Don't be that person that does not go back and resume their position. It is time for you to get back. Get back to the place that God has called you to. It is time for you to get back to a place where you understand that I am in the perfect place and will of God. It is time for you to realize that if you do nothing, if you decide not to take your position, then things will not change in your life. You need to be the change that you want to see. You need to be that catalyst. You need to be that change agent, Deborah. You need to be the one whom God says, if others are not willing to take the position, then the glory of this battle will come to a woman. And that is what God is calling you to. He's calling you to be the restorer of a bridge. He's calling you to be the one that goes out and brings light in a place of darkness. Maybe you have lost your position in terms of being a mediator. Maybe you've lost your position in terms of praying for people and being that intercessor. Maybe you've lost your position as a giver. Maybe you've lost your position in the area of loving others and giving back. It is time to get back to your position. God is calling you back to your position. And then there are those who God is calling to the new, who God is saying, come into the new day, come into the light. Yes, I know that it looks daunting. I know that it looks difficult. But God is saying, I'm taking you into a new place. How many times do we start new things in our lives and we are intimidated by those things? And we say that I am not qualified for this. I'm unworthy for this. I can't do this specific thing. But God is saying, if you listen to my voice and you trust me, then you will be able to take this mountain. You see, ladies, it's about us trusting God. It's about trusting God to regain our position and trusting God to get into our new position. There's a tomorrow waiting, and that tomorrow needs to look very different than your today. But it's dependent on you whether you will take up your position. Your position has been uniquely formed, uniquely put into place for you. Without you being there, there's a void. Do you realize that you have been created because somewhere in the world, in some place or some area, there is a void? And that void needs you. It needs you. It needs you to close the gap. It needs you to make the difference. And when you don't take up the call and you don't become what God needs you to become by taking up your position, there's an imbalance that will be there until someone else rises up and say, I'm ready to take that position. You are too valuable in the hands of God for you to say no. You are fearfully and wonderfully made to take up your specific position. Ladies, I pray today that you would understand the need and the desire for the hand of God over your life, so that you may go higher in every single thing that He requires you to do. It is time to take your position. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that no woman listening to the sound of my voice will be displaced. No woman, Father, listening to the sound of my voice will resist the call to take their position. I decree and I declare that it's a new day. It's a day, Father, of new opportunities. It's a day, Father, where there's second chances once again. And I ask, O God, that we would take it seriously and we would grab it with two hands. I pray over each and every ear listening that you would take your call and you would take the gifts that have been given to you seriously as you take up your position. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this edition of Changing Perspectives. I will catch up with you next week as we continue with another talk for ladies for the month of August. Please take time to go on Amazon, check out my book called Changing Perspectives Every Day, and may it be a blessing to you. God bless and take care.